flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of my kids, they have disappeared. You want to know where they at? They're playing with Super Mario because everybody loves Mario Bros. They've watched the movie 51 times. Where's Mario Bros? Down at the Xfinity booth here at the State Fair. Rachel Johnson is here joining us on the porch. Y'all say hi to Rachel.
Hey, everybody. Hey.
Now, Rachel, you're with Comcast Xfinity right here in the Twin Cities. What is Super Mario doing at the booth, and why have they taken my children from me?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, our Xfinity booth, which is out in front of Fan Central and across from the food building, we have the Super Mario go-kart in the booth.
Okay.
Where people can sit in it and take their photos.
Okay.
It's crazy.
Okay, that's why they go.
It's
pretty
awesome.
Okay, now I want to go.
It's amazing.
How did y'all curate that? Because that's a game changer right there. That's probably going to be the most popular thing at the fair this year.
Well, interestingly, Comcast owns Universal Studios.
Okay.
And so the Mario Kart, the Mario Brothers movie is a part of our assets. And we just made a phone call to our friends at Universal and said, hey, can you drive the cart here? They put it on a truck.
Oh, okay.
And they shipped it. And the truck arrived, the cart arrived earlier this week.
Okay, so are the kids, and I'm sure some adults loving it. Okay, talk to me about what they're doing in the cart. I'm sure my kids are posing right now. I can't wait to see the pictures.
Oh, my goodness. They're posing. They're pretending like they're driving. Let's hope. I asked someone, is there actually an engine in there? I hope there's not an engine. But it's got a nice backdrop, and so it's a great place to get a nice family photo, too. While you're out here at the fair.
Okay. Now, there's more than that over there,
yes.
I'm sure, but that is the main attraction. What do y'all have over at the Xfinity booth?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have our team working out there today. So if you already have Xfinity services at home, we've got a team on site that can talk to you about your account, talk to you about your billing. We have other folks out there helping if you need to get set up with internet. And then we're giving away stuff, too. I mean, it's not the fair if you're not giving away
you
stuff,
gotta
right?
You got to give away some. What y'all
my
giving
goodness.
Away, girl?
We have can koozies.
Oh,
we
girl.
Have tote bags.
Okay.
Everyone needs a tote bag.
Everybody.
Otherwise,
yes.
You're going to be dropping stuff all over the fair.
Yeah.
And as it starts to get a little dark at night, we have glow sticks.
Okay, please don't tell
my
kids.
Oh, my word.
Jesus
these glow sticks
Lord.
Are the hottest ticket in town.
Baby, we will be glow stick central. And then I'll have to stay because they'll want to wear the glow sticks at night. So
yes.
I wouldn't be able to leave until it got dark outside. So just put my glow sticks in my tote bag. I'm going to take it home because I really don't want to be here to midnight.
I know. My dream come true would be to see glow sticks all over the grandstand tonight, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, that would be so
awesome. That would
awesome.
Be pretty cool.
Now, we talk about Xfinity services, and we got to talk about something that's really important. Storm-ready Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm from Houston. I'm from Texas. And my family has been impacted forever by the hurricanes.
Yes.
I've had 5 relatives that died during Hurricane Laura.
Oh, my goodness.
My father's brother, my father's sister, my uncle-in-law, and 2 first cousins. They were in the house. Carbon monoxide fumes got into the house because they put the carbon monoxide, they put the generator in the garage, and a wind blew the door closed.
Oh, no.
And the fumes went in the house. So they passed away in their sleep. And so I've been on a mission to make life better, especially for people down south during those storms. And you all have a storm-ready Wi-Fi system. Why we ain't had this before now, I don't know, but you got to tell me about it right now since you on this show.
You bet. Well, so we just launched storm-ready Wi-Fi about 10 days ago. And if you think about the strange weather occurrences that have happened all over the world.
Girl, we're getting 100-year storms every 15
days. yes, 2 days ago it was 130 degrees outside,
yes.
And today it's like barely 70.
Right.
But with that comes unpredictability, and storms come in, and about 80% of power outages are caused by storms. Of course, trees can fall on lines. Of course, stuff can happen. But we wanted to put a product out there that would help our customers keep their Wi-Fi and internet connection at home, even when the power goes out. So it's a device that works with a backup battery that then feeds off of cell phone towers, Verizon cell phone towers, and will last up to 4 hours, which is kind of the standard power outage time.
Okay.
The cool thing about Storm Ready Wi-Fi is that it also acts as a Wi-Fi extender. So even if the power's still on, you can actually have improved Wi-Fi coverage in your home. And so think about the far corners of your home, that really strange place in the basement where sometimes maybe you do your arts and crafts, or
right.
that place upstairs where you're doing your ironing or something, where that Storm Ready Wi-Fi device helps extend the Wi-Fi into those corners. So not only will it keep your children and family entertained during power outages.
Yes, Lord. Father God, thank you, Jesus,
yes.
because I don't want to play the life in Monopoly for 4 or 5 hours with the kids while I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they want to eat, and we don't have any microwave because the electricity is out, and there's no iPads, and there's no TVs, and I've got four of them. I don't want to have to entertain them. I need this storm-ready Wi-Fi in my life.
Yes.
Okay, so you got to tell me how I can sign up, because I'm getting there like right away.
Yeah, so storm-ready Wi-Fi, we offer those devices over the phone, or you can go into any of our Xfinity stores here across the Twin Cities. We've got 16 stores all over the Twin Cities where you can pick up one of those devices and have it interact with your Wi-Fi at home. It's pretty amazing. And if you think about it, we're here to connect people to what matters most to them. And now we can do that when the power's out. And I think that's pretty incredible.
Okay, now you have to tell me, is it a device? How
yes.
do we hook it up? Is it easy to use?
It is so easy.
Okay.
It's a device. You hook it up. It does plug in, so it can do that Wi-Fi extension when the power's
okay.
on.
Okay.
But again, it operates off of a rechargeable backup battery.
Okay.
So it just recharges itself when the power comes back on.
And this thing is only 10 days old, so y'all may be, I may be breaking news. Y'all might y'all might be hearing about this for the first time.
Yes.
I feel so special.
Yep. Breaking news.
Okay, now we got to ask. What's the cost? We got to know, because we got to build that into the budget.
Yep, that's true. So you can pay for it two ways.
Okay.
You can pay for it up front, it's $250,
okay.
or you can break it out and pay $7 a month over 3 years. No interest. It's a no interest
okay.
Payment, so it's really something simple to do.
And, you know, I just have to tell you, I've been in storms. I've been in hurricanes. A lot of us here were in that Halloween snowstorm.
Mm. 1991.
And we know what it's like being in the house. She's like, me, girl. She stopped eating her cookies. She's like, girl, I remember that. Imagine how much better it would have been if you had some Wi-Fi for 4 more hours. Girl, look, I paid that little old $200. Look, if I got to take it out of kids' college savings, I'll pay it, because it's worth it, especially if there's a storm. You're trying to get in touch with
yes.
your loved ones. The
mm-hmm.
phone lines may be down. You may be able to email some folks. You may be able to FaceTime some folks. Let everybody know you're okay. Let them know what your status
mm-hmm.
is. That is so important to have.
Absolutely.
So folks can sign up online, and they can call, and they can go into the
store. Go
stores.
To the store.
Okay.
And you can, if you go into one of our stores locally, you'll walk out with the device.
Okay.
Take it home, plug it in. You connect it with your internet at home through our app, but it's super easy.
All right. Okay, Rachel. Now, I know we're talking about Comcast stuff
yeah.
and Xfinity stuff and the Storm Ready Wi-Fi, but we have to talk about what's most important on this show, which is your favorite fair food. Now,
ooh.
You've been here. You've been setting up. You've been getting the booth ready. So you were here early when there was no crowds out here. So you probably got to do a little grazing.
Well, so my shirt is going to be a journal of what I've eaten today. So far, stop one was the hot dog. And so I have a little mustard. Stop two is going to be the cookies.
Okay.
Stop three might be some cheese curds.
Okay.
And there's always room for ice cream.
Yes, there is.
Always room
yes,
for ice cream.
Yes, there is. No corn dog. So you went with the hot dog.
I went with the hot dog. So here's the thing.
Okay.
I have I've got the special parking spot.
Yes.
You know, a secret parking spot.
Yes.
And there's a Pronto Pup stand right near it.
Okay.
So pretty much I can grab one on my way out.
Okay. Okay. And you can eat that on the way home.
Eat it in private on the way home. Because necessarily you don't want people to be watching you while you're eating all your fair food.
Yeah. Okay. Now let me tell you how I knew I had arrived. Okay, let me tell you how I knew I made it. You talk about special parking spots. This year was the first year that I got the VIP parking.
Woo!
I had no idea. Chad Hartman and Adam and all of them, there's a special spot for radio hosts and TV people. So they don't have to fight. They fight the traffic, but they don't have to fight to park. And so this was my, who knew, right? They've been hiding this from me. I've been parking down the street and walking. And so this was my first year with the special parking pass. And so I didn't realize what I had. So when I went to park, the guy was like, oh, no, no, you get the VIP parking. And I was like, oh, my God, where is it?
Yeah.
And so he points me over there, and I'm literally like, I can leave here in 10 steps, there's my car. I didn't even know there was a parking lot back there. So I feel so special. It's like, Mama, I made it. I called my mom. I was like, Mama, yeah, I made it. I made it because I got it. That's how you know you made it. You got a VIP parking spot.
That's
the
truth.
State Fair.
100.
I love it. I feel so, so very, very special.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you get on the rides?
No. I do not get on the rides. The ride is the drive in to the fair.
Bam!
And the,
bam.
I guess we kind of play Frogger as we're walking up and down these roads, right? Where you're trying not to run into people or looking out for strollers. So
yeah.
I think we play a game as we're just walking through life here.
Yeah, the ride is the way getting here, and we're playing Frogger as we walk through the fair. Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's always so fun to visit with you.